on Free Radio right now is Callum Scott. Hello, Callum.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much. Let's talk about you. What we're here for. You're a lad from Hull, and all of a sudden, boom, international fame.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, but the best thing ever. I'm living my dream now, so yeah.
Is it
so
a surprise happy. Dream that you're living out, though? I mean, it does suddenly seem to have come. I mean, you've had a bit of fame before. You're on Britain's Got Talent for a bit.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, like 18 months later...
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I was working in an office last year, you know, just shredding and photocopying and all that kind of all the most amazing stuff that you can do in an office.
That sounds amazing because I love stationery.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You know, I was a stationery king back at the office. So, so to go from that and then Britain's Got Talent and that whole show, which was incredible and a massive platform for me. But to come off of there, you know, at first I thought, oh, maybe that was it. And maybe, you know, I'm going to have to go back to my day job and all that kind of stuff. But I was very lucky. I've got an incredible music lawyer who got me in touch with a music agent. I've got a lot of live work. I've got an incredible fan base following the show. So they kept everything alive for me. And as far as I was concerned, I was living my dream then, you know, performing for a living. And
so you've been just kind of doing a lot of hard work in the background, basically.
Yeah, just basically keeping my sort of head above water and making sure that, you know, I wasn't sort of neglecting my fans and making sure I was going out and performing live. And yeah, so until about September, I think it was last year, where I got my manager on board and he's been an absolute godsend. And he's got me a lot of songwriting sessions. I started writing all my own original material with these incredible writers and producers in London. And then we put the song out. We saw that it was on social media. Everybody was asking when it was going to go out. And I've used up all my data on my phone watching this on YouTube and stuff. So yeah, we put it out for the fans. We didn't put any spend into it, and it just shot up the charts. And you know, I was supporting Boyce Avenue over in March when we released the song in the UK. And you know, halfway through the tour, my manager's like, Callum, we're going to New York and LA after the tour, mate. And I was like, what? Just a Yorkshire lad? This doesn't make sense to me.
It's like, all gone a bit crazy, hasn't it?
All gone a bit crazy, but the best sort of crazy.
You've played the Britain's Got Talent or just general TV talent show game quite well then, because normally what happens is they chew you up, spit you out, and then nobody will have anything to do with you anymore.
Yeah,
this way around, you've got a bit of exposure, because you got through to the final, didn't you? But you kind of...
I did, yeah. And then I came sixth.
Yeah.
The nation love a dog. So, I didn't win. But yeah, like you said, usually with these shows, it can be quite brutal, you know. But for me, it just seems to have done wonders. I kind of went not quiet, but kind of went under a little bit under the radar. Mm. And worked hard and you know, sort of sculpted my craft and worked hard on my songwriting and everything like that. And then in the meantime, all this sort of stuff was just an undercurrent and just absolutely just changed my life. The last few months have just been absolutely insane. I've signed my record deal. I've made my official music video, which is on a lot of music channels now. And yeah, supporting Jamie Lawson in October. It's just, I'm just sat there and
endless,
I'm like, what is my life?
I can tell, like, this whole list of amazing stuff's happening. You're like, I don't know where I am and what's going on, but I'm going to go with it.
Exactly. I'm just a Yorkshire lad. This doesn't
all
happen.
Right. So the song that's doing it all for you at the moment is a Robin song, Dancing on My Own, which you've done your own kind of amazing chilled out version of.
Thank you.
Well, it's number one in 6 countries. It's gone viral very now on Spotify. It's had a month in the top 40 in the UK. It's done actually better than Robin's version of the song did.
Oh,
is that a bit awkward?
Yeah, a little bit, because I would love to be able to... I haven't had the opportunity to speak to her yet, you see, so I would love to just even...
Apologise.
to say sorry first, and then just to thank her. Like, you know, she would have had no idea what kind of an impact this song would have had when she wrote it.
Has she had any input at all? Presumably you had to ask her, or somebody
did.
Yeah,
well, we had to... Yeah, of course we had to clear it, and I suppose that goes through all the real... sort of business side of music. But I've never actually personally had a chat with her or connected with her directly, which we're still wanting to do. I would love to thank her, you know, for writing the song, you know. She wrote it for herself, but it's captivated that many people, and it captivated me in a way where, you know, I put my own emotion on it, and it seems to have captured even more people. So just it's all sort of a nod to Robin and how amazing her songwriting skills are. And yeah, it's been, and then we've got the Tiësto remix of it as well, which it's just...
There's a what?
Yeah, there's a Tiësto remix of it.
The best remixes are of slow songs. So exactly. I'm hoping, what's he done? I've not heard this. Has he sped it up like 17 times? And...
No, I thought this. Tiësto, we had a conversation and he said that he really loved the track and he would love to put his own spin on it. So I was like, yeah, that would be incredible. Like, I'm a fan of his work anyway. And we basically gave him the track and he come back and I was obviously expecting the same thing as you, some hard hitting Tiësto kind of esque style track, but he's gone real like deep house with it. He's given it a bit more pace, but he's kept the emotions of the original. It's insane, man. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Very exciting. Yeah, I'll have to look that up a little bit later on. So what's next then? I mean, you've been recording stuff in your bedroom on your own for a while.
Yes,
you're just going to release a whole back catalogue of stuff. Are we going new stuff from now on?
Yeah, so when I met with my manager late last year, we started songwriting and I've done a lot in London, still continuing to do stuff in London and going over to LA in a couple of weeks to do some more songwriting there. And so an album is definitely on the cards. Original material is what it's all about now. Hoping to get something like maybe a single or an EP out maybe later in the year, but aiming for an album probably early next year. Now.
I like the way EPs have come back. When I was younger, obviously, I'm ever singing. Yeah. Like, people used to release EPs, actual like tapes or vinyl or even CDs with like four or five songs on it.
Yeah.
In a kind of run up to a thing. And they disappeared for a bit. And now all of a sudden, that's the way to do it now. You just do a bit of sampler.
Well, this is it.
Stuff, and then.
It's like vinyls. They sort of went popular for a bit. All went to downloads and stuff like that. And now everybody's buying vinyl record players. I mean, an EP is a great way for me to sort of give a taster of what I've been doing live, which is my original stuff, which seems to be going down amazingly well.
Yeah.
It's just a taster of saying like, look, there's some original material.
Yeah. I'm still alive. And there's more
coming. Yeah, I'm still here, guys. I'm still in the corner.
Yeah.
I just wanted to sort of say, we've agreed and it might change, who knows, but I would love to just give a taster out to people of what I'm about, what I can do and what to expect, really.
Perfect. Callum Scott, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. It sounds like you're in a whirlwind of amazing dreams at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's just a complete dream. I feel a bit guilty really saying it's a day job, but it's an amazing day job nonetheless.
Well, it's better than stapling.
Exactly. I do miss being a stationary king, but I do love songwriting a little bit more, so...